When you think about disability, odds are you first think about physical disability or impairment. And that makes sense. Government legislates that buildings require wheelchair accessible ramps, toilet stalls, parking stalls, tables at fast food restaurants. It's commonplace. And partly because you can see it, society has learned to acknowledge and slowly accept physical disability as legitimate. So even though it hasn't always been like this, physical disability has become front and center over the past couple decades. But what about non-visible disability? Tara Shipman is a 44-year-old woman with a punk rock look. She has vibrant purple hair buzzed on one side and a heart-shaped stud punched into her right nostril. When you see her, it's obvious she's a rebel. But it might not be obvious to the untrained eye that she has autism and ADHD.
My name is Charlie Shipman. I'm a smart-ass autistic. Female, very straight, and if any politician and or professional thinks I'm wrong in what I say, why don't you look up the information yourself?
As a child, Tara was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, a bioneurological developmental disability. It impacts the development of the brain for social interaction, communication skills, and cognitive function. You've probably heard lots of thoughts and ideas about autism. It's a disorder that's been very misunderstood in the past, and it continues to have many myths and misconceptions around it, especially concerning what the person with autism looks like. Tara has a lot to say about that.
I go to a restaurant with my husband. It happened a few weeks ago. I was at beginning stage of a meltdown, which for me is all the negative feelings that a person could possibly feel. But you have no control. It's almost like someone's taking over your body. You can see what's going on, but nothing makes sense. Logic is out the window. Common sense is gone. All you can do is fight or flight, right? I wanted to go away because of the fact that I didn't want my monster showing in the middle of public. Well, unfortunately, we were also in the middle of eating our dinner, and the restaurant was very noisy. Well, the problem was is that a lot of people think that because issues like disability have to be seen or heard or whatever, just to symbolize that you have what you have. I'm 44, I have autism and ADHD. The problem is that my issues are invisible and nobody can see unless if you're specially trained, like a psychologist that specially trained in disabilities like mine, mm-hmm. or workers, you know. And if you're not trained in that, then you get things funny, you don't look autistic. Autism does not have a look whether you're severe or not. You might see certain things like in the more severe people, you might see someone stimming like rocking all the time. That is how they regulate their mind. It helps them, you know. I don't stim, but I still feel just as much as anyone. As a matter of fact, I probably feel a little too much than the average person. Most of my friends come to me because I am the kind of person that stands out. I don't placate my issues because I don't think my issues deserve to be, you know, hidden. Why should I hide the person that I am when I know darn well that I am a functioning human being? I just have a minor deficit that needs accommodation. But unfortunately, employers don't see that. Unless if you're in a chair or have some kind of aid or deformity, they're not willing to accommodate you. All on the basis on how you look or act.
On top of all of this, Tara also notes that society often genders autism, which is a problem and something she fights against.
It's a girl's disability too. And if you ever look up on some of the studies and girls related to invisible disabilities like my own, it will primarily say that it is a male's disability. But yet, here I am, I got boobs. I know of about three other girls that have autism and ADHD, high functioning like me. But they also say that they need socialization skills and communication skills. Because they can't read body language, it's like asking a blind man over there, look at the red dog peeing on the yellow fence. Guess what? I can't read your body language. Yeah, I know you're smiling, but what does it mean for some?
That was a good example.
You know, what's thrown out there study-wise, there is no women my age group or with my functionality on videos, in studies. I may be considered rude by this radio thing. I may be considered different. Yeah, guess what? I'm proud to be different. I'm 44 years old, reliving my punk hairstyle days because they say act my age. I say which one.
Tara has a YouTube channel where she posts videos debunking misconceptions like these. She talks candidly about her experience. It's raw and it's very real. And recently, Tara's made videos targeted at CBC, CTV, and other news media to discuss an issue that affects her as well as many other adults with autism. Alberta's Persons with Developmental Disabilities Program, also known as PDD. So that's where CJSR comes in. Until now, she's received little traction, but we hope that's going to change. If you're not familiar, PDD is a disability support program from the Alberta provincial government. It provides resources to help integrate adults with disabilities into the community or workplace and help them live more independently. Although PDD doesn't provide financial support for living, it goes hand in hand with a program that does, AISH, a shared income for the severely handicapped. Both programs are important because they provide different kinds of support for adults with disabilities. Only thing is, qualifying for one doesn't mean you automatically qualify for the other. And there's limitations to both. For example, AISH takes into consideration the income of the individual as well as their partner, and PDD, well, PDD has an eligibility requirement that's IQ-based. You have to have an IQ of 70 or lower. And this is a huge problem, especially for adults with autism spectrum disorder, because IQ isn't necessarily relevant to adaptive functioning. And adaptive functioning is what determines the levels of support that a person needs, how they cope with everyday demands. So this IQ criteria is very arbitrary and leaves off a lot of the population that require the program. Nearly 80% of individuals with autism do not qualify for Alberta's PDD.
The programs here say they help disabilities. What I notice is that they only cater to children or more severe or seen issues. So people like me fall through the cracks when it comes to government and how they do their little speeches and stuff when it concerns disability. Again, we get ignored. They say kids, they say disability. Well, there's no real representation within the government, let alone within society itself. We do not exist. It's like I've just suddenly moved to a town where I've just become its dirty little secret. I'm sorry, it's time to pull society's head out of the sand and see the truth for what it is. All disabilities do not end at 18, number one. I'm 44 years old. I have what I have, and it's going to be for life. When my supports are gone, I will not have anyone to fall on.
Now, the IQ criteria was only adopted by the province in 2009. But it has roots in Alberta's Ralph Klein days, when the former premier pushed for cuts in healthcare. Since then, there's been a lot of ongoing issues for people with non-visible disabilities.
We need to have people to have better understanding when it comes to neurological delays and disability. There is not enough representation within the government to even say that you stand up for disability. I have not seen anyone, anywhere in our government in the last 20 years stand up for invisible disabilities like mine because we were pushed to the wayside and ignored. What happens if you don't have the ability to communicate or socialize? How do you expect us to be independent or get a job? If you can't do those two things, too many of my people with autism that are high functioning are seeing no help. They are seeing a systemic nature for which should not exist. When there are programs that used to be all over Alberta that used to help us in the 90s, and then our government went because they decided that our issues, because they're invisible, don't exist. Many services went to specializing issues that are more severe or had the look of whatever disability they're diagnosed with. And then people like me got ignored. Now those people are becoming middle-aged, soon to be seniors. How many of us have no services because there is an IQ test that PDD throws out? And many of those that are like me have very high IQs, very high intelligence, but their cognitive factors are much lower than that of their peer. So the average age of a 44-year-old woman may be 16 or less, or 18, or whatever, mentally. So our emotional structure of our mind, because of how it's wired, is how it's going to be. You cannot ask a 16-year-old to survive and succeed in life without having some kind of support behind it. You're a bloody fool to think a child can do what you can do normally.
The gaps in Alberta's PDD program reveal another issue facing adults with autism: employment.
When it comes to a job, or even everyday life, many people that lack tact, diplomacy, or soft skills also have issues with communication, or just simply making friends, like socializing. Because to make friends, you need to know how to communicate. To work in a job, you need to know how to communicate and socialize. How do you socialize? How do you communicate if you can't read body language or understand it? Mm-hmm. All those stupid little invisible rules that everyone knows how to read, I can't. It's like I say, blind man looking at, telling a blind man to look at the red dog peeing on the yellow fence. What's yellow? What's pee? What's a dog?
Tara has officially been unemployed for the past 10 years. Although she looks online for informal contract work cleaning houses, she doesn't get a lot of job opportunities. And when she does, she has difficulty maintaining them.
I've been let go from jobs because I'm too thorough. Well, I have to be too thorough in order to get the job done properly, so it might take me a little longer than some. When they pile on too much information or instruction on my plate, that's a recipe for disaster. I'm slower than other people. I'm sorry. But that's because I have to be in order to get things done. If people should want me to do something, then they have to do simple instructions. But don't baby me. I don't like it. I'm the first 16-year-old that in a 44-year-old body that will tell you off. I know where I could use help, but I also know where I don't need help, and I don't want people to sit there and do things for me when I'm quite capable. I should not have to beg and plead with people online just to get food on my table. I don't want Asia in my life. I want to work. I want a job helping people with disabilities. I want to make lives better one person at a time out in the community or in people's homes, but I don't want to clean for the rest of my life. I don't want to be put in a position where I'm 60-something and my husband is ill and I have no one to fall on when I can barely take care of myself. That's honest. I can't bank my way out of a maze. What makes people think that I would understand the red tape that goes along with funerals and or arranging things for my husband's care? I have a hard time trying to arrange for my own.
Typically, employment programs for people with disabilities are focused on the employment preparedness stage, to help find a job or get hired. But because autism is a social disability, people on the spectrum don't necessarily have as much difficulty finding a job as they do keeping it.
How many of my people with autism, how many of my friends, how many people just like me are out there on the streets because they could not budget or because they couldn't function in society because they've fallen through the cracks? How many people like me are still at home at 44 years old whose parents have health issues of their own at 80 and 90 years old? How many of us have lost our parents and are forced to live like everyone else, but we can't budget, socialize, get a job? Some of us don't want AISH. Some of us actually are trained in university degrees but have to work McDonald's. Some of us are in jail because they had to steal a piece of bread or whore their ass to support their child or themselves. This is our future. This is our life.
Currently in Alberta, only around 13% of adults with autism are employed, which is devastating, especially because individual supports programs could really help, since they offer services that are catered to the unique needs of the person with disabilities. There's only one organization that provides these supports for adults in Alberta, Peak Vocational Services. And unfortunately, it's located in Lethbridge. There's a lot of disparity in the regional services that Alberta has for autism, which leaves people like Tara, who lives in Edmonton, in a very frustrating position. Because outside of Lethbridge, individual support programs are practically non-existent.
Society has to open up and understand. Not all of us have the ability to function in society without the correct aids. For me, a disability skills coach, such as what Peak Vocational has in Lethbridge, is prime perfection for me. What I get because I am grandfathered into PDD is an HCA, healthcare aid. Yes, granted, they make for good companions for those that have mobility issues and or have severe or seen needs. A disability skills coach is trained professionally on the bias of knowing what cognitive and neurological delays may produce or may cause in a person's life, for which they are able to either advocate or teach the person how to do, or teach others that what they're doing is wrong. They act as a buffer zone between you and you not having the ability to be able to function otherwise normally in society. There's programs still going on at Bow Valley College, one of them called the Disability Studies Program. That kind of course, that kind of thing, through programs like PEAK and workers that come from that, is perfect, prime example of what someone like me would need. Because sometimes a person, even though that they can learn still, even at my age, with what I have, sometimes their neurological cognitive delay will not allow them to grow in that sense. So maybe I will always be that person that may not ever have a filter. The word diplomacy, soft skills, tact, I'm sorry, I was born without them. When I was born, my secretary died a long time ago. That's what those workers do. They don't just advocate. We don't just go for coffee. There's more to what they do for us than what many people think. HCAs are trained to wipe your ass. I'm sorry. They are trained to do range of motion, which is basically, if a person can't walk, the person who does or helps with the exercise routines, the HCA is the one lifting the leg for the person so they stretch the muscle. That's all they do. They help you with bath routines or personal care. I don't need somebody to wipe my ass. I need somebody to help me with my neurological condition.
In 2018, Alberta's NDP government did an external review of the PDD program. And nonprofits like Autism Edmonton and Autism Calgary, which connect people to the autism community, came up with a list of recommendations. The first being to replace the IQ criteria with an evidence-based assessment approach. But so far, not much has happened. And Tara is done waiting around.
What I know because of life experience and how these programs should look would greatly reduce the unemployment rate in autism and ADHD-related areas or any other neurological cognitive delay areas. It would also educate public upon those delays. Then on top of that, it would also be a huge resource for us for lifelong because these programs are also adaptable to the person's age. So where the person sits in life is where they operate. What I was at 20 ain't gonna be now, tell you that. And cognitive delays change with age, as does your health. You cannot deny this. And any medical student will also say the same thing. Any psychologist will say the same thing, unless if they've long forgot their teaching. And society has to pull their head out of the sand. It's time to stop putting all programs and resources towards children or seeing or severe disabilities when there's disabilities like mine. There are people my age that need help. And if I'm saying this, how many others in Alberta alone are saying the same thing?
Because of this, Tara's taken things into her own hands.
My mom taught me to be a fighter and a survivor. And I hate to say this, but I am not going to listen to norms saying that I should hide. When I have gifts and I have abilities that someone else may not have. Yeah, I have what I have, but you know what? There's a point of hiding and not experiencing life or not having the ability to do that because of beliefs and or how people think.
So Tara's decided to take her experiences and abilities to fight for her and others with autism. She created a self-advocacy group.
Me and a few others, I created the group called the Alberta Hummingbird Project, which is just the beginning. My dream is to turn that into an association here in Edmonton and call it the Alberta Hummingbird Association, which would work in partnership of all disability-related areas. So say if there's high functioning and say Down syndrome, which there is, then they could come and benefit and learn skill sets that otherwise may not be taught in the others. Instead of having a cutthroat system of trying to gain as many clients as possible, how about work together as a community? And have the necessary people in a person's life that may have the neurological delays such as, or deficits such as what most disabilities that deal with the brain have. Sometimes it takes a disability to teach a disability. And when you have a disability skills coach that actually has what you have, how much easier would it be if you understand?
And in case you're wondering, it was named after hummingbirds because?
Now, in West Coast belief, there is the meaning behind it means hope, healing, and energy. In order to have hope, you need energy. In order to heal, you need hope. Without all three in place, you're screwed. I have hope, I have energy, and I may not be a doctor, but I hope to heal a community. How did you feel about coming into the area?
Okay.
What you had
Okay.
The Alberta Hummingbird Project had its first meeting May 1st at Autism Edmonton's headquarters. And I attended to help record everything.
Okay, I'm going to give everyone a heads up, please. Recording devices are allowed here because many of us will have delayed disabilities and we need these recording devices in order to remember things. My husband's JD will be taking the minutes and the next time the meetings transpire will be in the evenings. We are here to make what we
In addition to discussing the group's goals and becoming an association, they also talked about PDD and possible next steps under the new provincial government.
That helps all gamuts of disability, especially in adults, because if one is over 70 IQ right now, you do not qualify for any kind of funding, grants, or help. That is not right. And if those that are grandfathered like me...
On the campaign trail, the United Conservative Party promised they would remove IQ criteria and go back to PDD's eligibility requirements prior to 2009. Which is kind of good. That's what the autism community in Alberta has been pushing for. Only thing is, with this new government, they have to be cautious. If the UCP simply eliminates the eligibility criteria without also increasing funding, there won't be enough to support all the new people on top of those already in the program. And this is a real possibility. Most governments are short-sighted with their spending and budgets. So the UCP might look at all the extra costs to expanding PDD and opt not to, even though in the long run, it actually makes more financial sense to do so. And this is what Brooke Pinsky from Autism Edmonton brought up at the Alberta Hummingbird Project's first meeting.
So my name's Brooke. I'm an ally of Tara's, and I also work here at Autism Edmonton.
Okay.
But I just wanted to add that there's also, aside from the fact that it's the right thing to do, it's also the financially responsible thing to do. Our population of autistic adults has an employment rate of around 13%. It's the lowest out of all of the disability groups. So providing a project like Hummingbird, which can provide some of those employment supports, as well as some independent living supports, some community supports, has a great potential to reduce the liability, reduce the amount of money that needs to be paid out through programs like AISH and, inpatient treatment at hospitals and mental health and homeless shelters. It's a much more financially responsible plan than what we're doing currently.
I tried to talk to the UCP about their future plans for the program, but so far, no response. Luckily, Autism Edmonton and Autism Calgary have made it clear that they're willing to consult with the new government at any time and provide education. And you can help too, by showing the new government that you care. Earlier this year, Autism Edmonton, Autism Calgary, and Autism Regional Municipality of Wood Buffalo put together an election guide regarding Alberta's autism community. Even though the election has passed, it's still a great resource. It can help educate yourself and others on issues relating to autism and provide discussion questions to ask your local MLA, such as what they plan to do for unfunded adults. To find this guide, just Google questions for Alberta political candidates regarding autism spectrum disorder, provincial elections 2019. I want to thank Tara Shipman for inviting me into her home and the Alberta Hummingbird Project's first meeting. And I'd also like to thank Brooke Pinsky of Autism Edmonton for talking to me and providing invaluable information for this report. Music in this piece appeared as follows: I Don't Know by Grapes, Kaiku by Satori, Concentration by Satori, and this song, Genesis by Grimes. I'm Megan Miller, and thank you for listening.